and we ended up just having fun with it and being ridiculous. And we like said that we we put like this little felt thing on top, and we were calling that the like Hanukkah house's yarmulke, and like it was just all of this fun stuff. And I really like my E-in-1 group, but I hate that class. That class is ridiculous. And we have a big present. We have a presentation due on Monday with my group, and so we're a little bit freaking out about it because we just have a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it because it's a group project, so we all have to do it together. And it's kind of a lot to figure out. It's like stuff about like solar and wind and hydro and making Australia completely 100% like carbon zero, and trying to get like completely renewable energy, which it's like not that hard theoretically, but when you have to like crunch all of the numbers and like look at the economics and how much time things are going to take and like all of that, it's ridiculous. And so we tried to split it up pretty evenly, but even just splitting it up, like there is still a lot of stuff that we need to figure out. And I feel like just my professor has not given us enough like resources and like example stuff to use, because we're supposed to make this thing called a Gantt chart, and it's just this ridiculous thing. It's like how long a project will take to like construct, and then how long it'll be in use, and then how long it'll take to either repair or like recycle the whole thing. And like theoretically that's not bad, but when you're looking at like our plan was to build like 100 wind turbines every year for 30 years or whatever, because it's like 2052, I forgot about that part. And so like for me, I was working on solar, and so I was like, I'm just gonna say that we're gonna install like one 100 megawatt capacity like solar power plant per year until 2052, and by 2052 like all of them will be like up and running, and that'll be the like 30% of my energy, which is like not really true because also you have like all the houses that are solar and stuff like that. But I just can't figure out how to do this. That reminds me, I need to email. I might just do that right now. I feel like he wouldn't mind. Okay, anyway, let's listen to the song. And I probably won't speak again, so have a great week. I will see you next week at this time, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So stick around. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to put it over to the like automated music thingy. Okay, here we go.
Golden wind. We're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new
hey, this is Amanda
punk,
Palmer.
Roll,
I'm the Grand Theft
rhythm
Orchestra,
and, blues,
and you're listening to WMFO.
You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio.
Whether I'm going to Johnny Food Masters or cruising the Parkway on my T8, I'd like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pisser.
I guess you feel it too. I guess.
sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Stoplights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits? Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly about you.
Meet me in Downbeats. Titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod, with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date, it's a scam, whatever, all right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
See how
Eggman. They are the Eggman. I am the walrus. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Sitting in my English garden, waiting for.
diversity of
turn on you the way you lie, the Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
That all the time we wasted in the Yeah. upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown? And all the pretty people, they're all drinking, thinking that they got it made, exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. You can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now. got no secrets to conceal.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
I'm not afraid to down softly. Don't hurt me today, because I'm not ready for what you gotta say. But don't get me in too, but do what you gotta do. You can let me go gently if you don't wanna stay. No, I ain't gonna beg you. No, I ain't gonna plead. You made the right decision. It's what we both need. But if I don't know, please be careful with my heart. No, I ain't gonna beg you. Stay on as we be.
Yeah.